A recent survey asked lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer students whether their school offered sex education that was inclusive of their experiences and identities. Fewer than 1 in 10 said yes. The national survey was done by GLSEN, a nonprofit group that supports LGBTQ students. In Illinois, state law may prevent schools from teaching sex ed that's inclusive of LGBTQ identities. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines explains, and we should point out, the story includes brief, candid language about anatomy.
The first thing you need to know about sex ed in Illinois is it's optional. Districts do not have to teach sex ed if they don't want to. But if they do teach it, there's some basic rules in the state law that they need to follow. And the next thing you need to know about is this line in the state law. It says all sex ed course material must, quote, teach honor and respect for monogamous heterosexual marriage.
Wow, I hate that.
That's Toby. He's a 17-year-old high school senior from Chicago. He asked us not to use his last name for this story.
That's really screwed up. We gotta change that. That's... Ugh. Why? Am I not normal or something? Because that's what they're... I feel like that's what they're trying to get at here. Like, I'm not normal, so I don't deserve the right sex ed.
Elizabeth Nash says focusing on monogamous heterosexual marriage in the law sends the message that teaching sex ed that's reflective of LGBTQ experiences isn't important.
You are sending a big red signal, a big flashing sign that discussion around LGBTQIA issues are not on the agenda.
Nash is with the Guttmacher Institute. They're a research and policy organization that advocates for reproductive health and rights. Nash says the line about heterosexual marriage in Illinois' sex ed law dates back to 1989.
There was no such thing as marriage equality. So when you said marriage, you meant heterosexual marriage. So you really were essentially closing off the sex education to LGBTQIA individuals.
The Illinois State Board of Education says school districts are allowed to interpret this line in the law however they want. As an example, Chicago Public Schools has an inclusive sex ed policy, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's being consistently implemented in every classroom. Lily Ferguson is a 17-year-old senior at a CPS high school. She talked to me with a group of students. Ferguson says she got a great sex education in middle school, but that changed her freshman year.
My high school, I felt like, had the opportunity to teach that, and they just didn't. They were like, this is what giving birth looks like when you're a teen. Your vagina will split open into your anus. And it's just very, like, fear-mongering, and also the only point is to say this is how heterosexual sex happens, yeah. And don't have heterosexual sex or else you will get pregnant and die.
Dan Rice says a lot of educators are dissatisfied with the status quo, too. He's the director for training with ANSWER. That's a national organization that promotes and provides comprehensive sex ed.
I hear from a lot of educators that they know that there are LGBTQ youth in their schools, and they find that talking about this topic is super important, but they also fear that they don't have the support of the administration or there's no policy in place that allows them to talk about this information, and so they feel hesitant.
Research shows lesbians and bisexual youth are more likely to become pregnant than their heterosexual peers, and lesbians, bisexual, and gay youth are more likely to contract sexually transmitted infections and HIV. Rice says sex education that reflects LGBTQ identities and experiences can go a long way toward turning those statistics around. He says inclusive sex ed can also support emotional development, too.
When we are recognizing the lived experience of a diverse range of students, we have the opportunity to make them feel seen, make them feel heard. That builds their self-esteem. It builds their confidence. They feel less isolated.
But Rice says changing the curriculum is an uphill battle. Ferguson, the 17-year-old student I talked to, says she thinks young people can contribute a lot to the effort.
I think students pushing for more comprehensive sex ed can be really helpful because if students want something enough, schools have to listen to us.
If lawmakers and school districts fail to make those changes, Ferguson says kids like her will continue to be cheated out of a fair sex education. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois Newsroom is a public media collaboration covering education, politics, health, and the environment.